This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today we are talking about real world sex versus porn sex from a woman who knows a thing or two about it. And we are live. So why don't you write down the phone number on a little post-it, and then when you discover you have a huge question or a comment or you want to add to the discussion, you can look at the post-it and call us right away at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You can also send us questions on Twitter at SexOutLoudRadio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Cindy Gallup has a background in brand building, marketing, and advertising. And actually, that's kind of an understatement because she was named Advertising Woman of the Year in 2003. She is the founder and CEO of MakeLoveNotPorn.com, which she launched at TED in 2009. She has just launched a sort of a follow-up to that, MakeLoveNotPorn.tv, which is currently in invitation-only beta. She acts as a board advisor to a number of tech startups and consults for companies around the world. She describes her consultancy approach as, quote, "I like to blow shit up. I am the Michael Bay of business." She published Make Love Not Porn, Technology's Hardcore Impact on Human Behavior, as one of TED's line of TED books, and she's currently working on a book about her philosophy of life and business. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Cindy.
I'm delighted to be here, Tristan, and I'm a huge fan of yours, so I'm particularly thrilled that that we're talking tonight.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of yours, and the strange thing that people may not know is that we've literally never spoken, which is bizarre.
No, it's amazing. It's ridiculous that we haven't, and I'm thrilled that we are now.
Okay, good. And the viewers are going to get to hear our very first conversation, which is kind of exciting.
Excellent. Our first time live on radio.
Exactly. So let's start in 2009. You gave this TED talk, which actually became really popular. If people Google you, they can find it on YouTube, and it's really fantastic. It's short. It's easily digested. And you essentially gave the talk and announced the launch of MakeLoveNotPorn.com. So tell me about what inspired that first website.
Sure. Well, essentially, Tristan, it came out of direct personal experience in that I date younger men and have for several years, and they tend, on the whole, to be men who are in their 20s. And it was through dating younger men that I came across an issue which would never have crossed my mind if I had not encountered it very intimately, which is what happens when you combine today's complete freedom of access to porn online with, simultaneously, our reluctance as a society to talk openly and honestly about sex in the real world. And the merging of those two things results in porn essentially becoming, through default, the sex education of today. And that is not, on the whole, a very good thing. And so when I encountered what one might call certain sexual behavioral memes, as it were, I went, whoa, I know what that behavior is.
So tell me what some of those were. I need some details on this.
Sure. Well actually, anybody who goes to makelovenotporn.com, every one of the 10 porn world, real world pages there, I've experienced. And, you know, those range from, as I've put it there, porn world, you know, the automatic assumption that all men love coming on women's faces and all women love having their faces come on. The automatic assumption that every woman loves to have sort of abusive talk instantly when having sex for the first time. The presumption that it's the done thing to be completely shaved and waxed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I went, you know, I know where that behavior is coming from, and if I'm encountering this, then other people are likely to be as well, and I want to do something about it. So I put up on No Money, which is why it's a very basic, clunky, minimal website, makelovenotporn.com. I made it funny, you know, to defuse the awkwardness and embarrassment that tends to exist around this whole area. And, you know, I really had not a thought beyond, I want to put this out there so that it can help other people, and I'll just see what response it gets. And while I was building it, the opportunity came up to launch it at the TED conference. And I took a deliberate decision to be very explicit in my TED talk because I knew the audience at that conference would not really get this issue unless I was very straightforward about it. As a result, I think it's safe to say that everybody at TED 2009 remembers my talk. As one Twitterer said, it was the first time the words "come on my face" had been heard on the TED stage, 6 times in succession, no less. And obviously, the talk went viral, and that actually spread word about the website far more widely than, to be frank, I'd ever envisaged when I first put it up.
Well, it's the power of the internet, and it's the power of speaking openly about sex when no one else is, really.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so what did people were able to post on the site their own sort of descriptions of real world sex versus porn sex. And what were some of the most interesting things that people posted?
Well, it's a very mixed bag. But, I mean, broadly speaking, actually, the most interesting thing was, to be frank, the complete commonality of experience and the overwhelming response saying, oh my God, yes, this is an issue, and I didn't think anybody else was experiencing this. And so people essentially posted their own variants on what was already on the site. I mean, a lot of people posted some very funny things, by the way. One of my favorites that was user-generated was simply because we asked people to you know, create their own porn world, real world. And this one very simply went, porn world, big. Real world, real.
No, that is so true. I mean, as someone who sees porn penises and real penises regularly, there's really no comparison. Porn penises are outrageously large, and there's this disconnect about what the average size penis is, which is like half the size of a porn penis.
Yep. And of course, that particular porn or real world could also be taken to refer to breasts as well. You know?
Oh, see, I went right for the dick. Okay, you're right. You're right. Yes.
So, but actually, the most extraordinary response was a number of things happened that I hadn't envisaged. I had no money or resources or funds to spend on promoting Make Love Not Porn. My focus after I put it out there was my other startup, If We Ran the World, and I consult to pay the mortgage, so I work on consultancy projects. But in the meantime, with me doing nothing, makelovenotporn.com got huge amounts of traffic, so it was averaging, back then, 3,000 unique visitors per day with me doing nothing. It's much higher now because of the makelovenotporn.tv effect. It went global. I mean, this is a global issue, and Make Love Not Porn is a global concept which I had intended, but again, not been able to actually do anything about. The site gets traffic from 180 countries. But the most extraordinary response was that from the moment I put it out there, every single day for the now nearly 4 years it's been up, I get emails to my Make Love Not Porn inbox. And I get them from everybody in the sense that they come from male and female, from young and old, from straight and gay, from every country in the world. And even before the actual site, and this is to your point, Tristan, you know, what amazes people is simply the fact that I stood on the stage in public, I talked about and I'm doing something about what everybody knows but nobody ever speaks about. And as a result, people felt able to tell me anything. And so they poured their hearts out to me on email. They wrote me incredible emails. Many of them go on, you know, they're really long. They tell me things about their sex lives and their porn-watching habits they've never told anybody else before. They ask for advice because they have nobody else to speak to or feel they can't talk to anybody else. And it was the cumulative impact of those emails over time that began making me feel I had a responsibility to take this initiative forwards in a way that would make it more far-reaching, helpful, and effective.
And so you did. This really evolved into another project, which is MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. We are going to have to take a commercial break, but I want you to just quickly summarize what that site is and how it's different than this very simple site that you first put up.
Sure. I mean, to some extent, you could say MakeLoveNotPorn.tv is MakeLoveNotPorn.com brought to life. I'm a great believer in communication through demonstration. And so MakeLoveNotPorn.tv is a user-generated, crowdsourced platform where anybody from anywhere in the world can submit videos of themselves having real-world sex in the sense of not performing for the camera but simply recording what goes on in the real world.
And how many videos, you're in beta right now, many videos are up there and how many members do you have?
Right, well, at the moment, we have about 30 videos on the platform. We have over 112,000 people who've signed up on our beta waiting list. And we haven't invited in even half of those people as yet because we are inviting people in extremely slowly. We're fixing the user glitches and hiccups that occur with each batch of invitees. Before we invite
them. So they're not all descending on your server
No, because otherwise it would crash and break stuff and that would be disastrous.
Right,
and so
right.
It's, you know, we're taking it very, very slowly, which I know is making a number of people who have signed up rather impatient, for which I apologize. But we are actually working towards being able to take the site public as soon as we can. And we hope that might be by the end of the year, where we're real-world testing while we continue building, and we're hoping to be at the stage where we can open it up before too much longer.
It's interesting that some people are impatient, and yet you want it to unfold slowly. Quite a metaphor. Okay, so we are going to talk about this some more.
Nice.
But we're first going to take a break and hear from some of our fabulous sponsors, including Astroglide. Astroglide will help you take it slower and increase your pleasure during intercourse and penetration. Go to astroglide.com for a free sample. More Sex Out Loud with Cindy Gallup and more Make Love Not Porn when we return.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taormino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Experience love with a little help from nature's soothing ingredients with Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant. This all-natural and botanical formula lets you get in touch with your wild side, all while keeping it green. Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant is glycerin, paraben, and alcohol-free, and it's made with aloe vera, vitamins C and E, and chamomile. But with the same second-only-to-nature feel that you get with your regular Astroglide. Visit astroglide.com to get your free sample and start hitting it green between the sheets today.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Our guest today is Cindy Gallup, talking about her groundbreaking site, MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. On the subject of sex and porn, though, I want to tell you about what's going on with one of my fabulous sponsors, the Smitten Kitten. We all love the Smitten Kitten. I know you love them. I do, too. And they're having a big, huge sale on Black Friday, November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving. So you can take advantage of it in a number of ways. You can get to the store really early. Between 7 and 11 a.m. are early bird specials. Everything in the store is 10% off. If you spend $20, you get a free vibrator that's valued at $50. Plus, they're going to have hot coffee and fresh donuts for you while you shop. And if you can't get out of bed to get there that early, or if you can't make it all the way to Minneapolis, then you can still take advantage of it online. Go to the website, smittenkittenonline.com. 10% off your entire online order. And if you spend $50, you get a free vibrator, also worth $50, plus free shipping. All that's happening on Friday, November 23rd. You definitely have to check it out. And thanks to Smitten Kitten, my amazing sponsor. Okay, back to Make Love, Not Porn TV. So, Cindy, when people submit videos to you, they're reviewed by you and your team before they're posted. And my sense is I understand your criteria. You want to see real-world sex. You want to see non-performing sex. You want to see authenticity. But I wonder how you judge all that.
Right. Well, do you know, Tristan, actually, we're very keen to not to have to do too much judging. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I said to my team when we were designing the site, and incidentally, if you don't mind, I'd like to take a slight detour. I really want to give a shout-out to my phenomenal team because my co-founders, Corey Innes, who is our chief technology officer, Uni Chase, who heads up our user experience design, but both of them together with me are, you know, the two co-founders without whom I could not have made this venture happen, and they've brought huge amounts to it in terms of execution and realization. And then we have Sarah Beale, who is our wonderful community manager and curator, and the core team is the four of us. And so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that there are three brilliant people working with me to make all of this happen. So, you know, I said to the team originally, I want our acceptance rate to be 99%, i.e. we don't really want to have to reject anything. And what that means is that we signpost as much as possible what we're looking for in terms of highlighting it on the site. Obviously, the videos already there demonstrate, you know, the kind of thing we're looking for. And also in sort of media coverage, we have the opportunity to talk about what we mean by real world sex. And all we're looking for really is real. You know, that this is the stuff that really happens in the real world, that isn't being performed specifically for the camera. And so in that sense, you know, we want the messy stuff, the funny stuff, the comical, the accidents, the, you know, the breaks in the action, you know, the moments when, you know, people take time out. You know, really everything that happens in the real world that you don't see in porn and that you also don't see a lot of in what is generally considered amateur. So, you know, our fundamental criteria is just that it's real.
And let's talk a little bit about the economic model, because it is unique, at least in terms of the adult industry. It's both cheap and you're doing an interesting revenue share.
Yeah. So I designed the business model for my startups around my own personal philosophies and beliefs. I believe that everybody should realize the value of what they create. I believe that particularly at a time when so many things are moving to free online. And I also believe it because my background is in theater and advertising, two industries where ideas and creativity are massively undervalued, even often by the creators themselves. I believe that if you create something that gives people pleasure, you should see a financial return on it. And the more people you give more pleasure to, the greater that financial return should be. And so that's why, you know, we operate a model where we do actually charge you to submit your real-world sex videos to MakeLove.Porn.TV. It's a small token nominal fee. It's $5 per submission. We explain that's a curation fee. It's non-refundable whether or not we publish your content. Actually, that $5 is there to act as a form of quality control, to screen out, you know, spammers, trolls, crap. You know, if you're gonna pay $5, you will at least, we hope, be, you know, submitting something that is the kind of thing we're looking for. Then we charge you essentially to rent. So when you click on the video you want to watch, you pay $5 and you can then view it as many times as you like during a 3-week time period. And obviously during that time you can share it with somebody in your physical vicinity. So, you know, one half of the couple can rent and share it with both. And then we revenue share. We give you, the contributor, 50% of the revenue that your MakeLoveNotPorn.tv video generates, net a small amount to cover hosting, bandwidth, and transaction fees. And that really is about, you know, we hope that over time, you know, we will scale and get bigger. And, you know, ultimately, if you are having wonderful real-world sex that people are enjoying, you will have the chance to really benefit from that financially. I should just say that we are enormously grateful to our initial Make Love Not Porn stars, and the contributors who are there at the moment are there because they wholeheartedly believe in and support our social mission. They too want there to be a greater openness and honesty in the world around sex. And so while there obviously is a financial incentive, I can tell you that, you know, for the people there at the moment, it is very much the secondary consideration to wanting to support us at this very early stage in our life cycle.
That's fantastic. And how did you find your Make Love Not Porn stars?
This is the interesting thing. So, you know, I and Sarah have spent quite a bit of time over the past year while we've been building the platform, essentially asking complete strangers to video themselves having real-world sex with us. So whenever I talked about MakeLoveNotPorn.tv, I would always end the conversation, as I still do, by asking the question, so would you be interested in contributing content? 99.9% of the time, the answer is yes. to the extent that I have literally had to force my facial features to remain immobile because I want to go, what? We've been discovering that the desire to do this lies a lot closer to the surface in many more people than you would ever have thought. And given an excuse, you know, given the social values and the social mission, actually, people jump at the chance.
That's fantastic. It's shocking because I think that there still are implications, obviously, for putting a video of you having sex online. So I'm amazed, but perhaps it's the circles in which you run.
What do you know, Krishna? I think it's more, while we're a platform for everybody, we focus contributor-wise on Generation Y, millennials, 18 to 30-year-olds. And, you know, this is the generation, first of all, that's grown up video sharing everything. Mm-hmm. So once upon a time, your marriage proposal used to be an extremely intimate, private thing just for the two of you. You would not have dreamed of videoing your marriage proposal and posting it on Facebook. Even less would you have dreamed of constructing an entire flash mob event around it, posting it on YouTube and hoping for millions of views. So times have changed, and, you know, video sharing, pretty much everything you do these days is much more common. And then, you know, what I say to people also is think about all of those celebrations of relationships that crop up currently on your Facebook timeline. Think about those engagement announcements, wedding photos, lovey-dovey, coupley things. All we're doing is providing a platform to celebrate that last dimension of human relationships that nobody else will let you.
And certainly not Facebook or TwitPic or, I mean, you know, I mean, I think that actually all of that is censored.
Yeah. Well, do you know, in the past couple of months, I've had several journalists call me up for comments on the same sort of theme. And the conversation usually goes, Cindy, I'm writing a story about the explosion of porn on, fill in the blank here, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a problem that happens, you know, whenever a social media network gets to a certain size, and what do you think they should do about it? And I have two responses to that. My first is that I think it's a problem, they think it's a problem, because it's a tribute to any social media community when your users feel comfortable enough to actually be able to self-identify and self-express their sexuality. And by the way, you know, when Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook talk about porn, they are lumping in anything involving nudity, anything mm-hmm. involving any, you know, form of sexual self-expression whatsoever. So A, I think it's a problem, they think it's a problem. And then B, I love they think it's a problem because I go, come on over here. Make Love Not Porn.tv is for all the people who get kicked off Tumblr and Instagram.
Get kicked off Facebook for one random photo.
Because, you know, sex is personality. Who we are sexually is as much part of how we self-identify and self-express as any other talent, skill, or trait we currently showcase on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram. And, you know, while my team and I are setting out on a monumental, you know, path with Make Love Not Porn, because ultimately we would like to make real-world sex socially acceptable and therefore just as socially shareable and discussable as anything else we currently share in social media. But, you know, the ultimate corollary of success, if one day we actually manage to achieve that, would be that nobody should ever need to feel embarrassed or ashamed again about having a naked photo or a sex tape of them posted on the internet, because it's simply a natural part of who we all are.
And I totally hear that, and I'm with you, and I love that goal, but I'm wondering how we get from A to B, because that feels idealistic, and it feels like we're never going to get there. I mean, on the one hand, we have these celebrity sex tapes, or sex tapes of pre-celebrities, sex tapes which actually make people famous, but it's a certain kind of a person. And she's usually, we usually read her as white, and she's traditionally beautiful, and you know what I mean? I think that for other people, a sex tape means they lose their job, they lose custody of their kids, they're shunned by their community, they're kicked out of their church. So I applaud the mission, and I wonder how and if we can get there, but you have to hold that question in your
right.
heart
okay.
because we have to take a break.
Sure.
We're going to hear from our sponsors again, including one sponsor which does bring people together, and they are usually naked, and that is WeVibe, the world's best-selling couples vibrator. Go to we-vibe.com to find out more. More Sex Out Loud with Cindy Gallup, and she'll answer that big, big question when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from the Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking with Cindy Gallup, who is the creative genius behind MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. And before the break, I asked you, Cindy, about this idea. I mean, you said that the measure of success would be that no one would ever feel embarrassed about having a picture of them naked or a sex tape of them posted on the internet ever again. And I want to challenge you to how we're going to get to that place, because right now there's only a few who have benefited from having their sexual images online.
Sure. So, you know, as you said, Tristan, that is a very idealistic goal. But the thing about idealistic goals is it has been staggeringly difficult to make MakeLoveNotPorn.tv happen. And along what's been and continues to be a very difficult journey, every obstacle that any entrepreneur with a tech startup encounters, have a tech startup dealing with sex, triple them. Along the way, many very well-meaning people have said to me, you know, Cindy, why don't you change the name of the company? Because I've run into a lot of issues with a company that is called Make Love Not Porn. We cannot find a bank that will allow us to open a business banking account for a company that is called Make Love Not Porn and does what we do. And so, you know, various people have said to me, and this is obviously what, you know, a lot of the porn industry does, you know, why don't you change the name of the company, you know, call it something innocuous, you know, doing business as, you know, obfuscate the nature of your business, you know, it'll make life a lot easier. And that was something that I refused to do on principle, because when you concept a venture around society's existing biases and prejudices, all you do is reinforce them. I'm not prepared to bow to existing society's existing biases and prejudices because I want to change them. And, you know, the only way one can change them is to have a very, very good go at changing them. So, you know, as the line in the Apple ad goes, that I regularly recite to myself and my team to cheer us on, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. I know what I believe should be happening. I have to try and make it happen. I may well not succeed. You know, I and my team may not get to the goal that we want to get to, but we absolutely have to give it all we've got to try and make that happen.
No, I really appreciate this because it's the idea that you're trying to counteract this intense shame and repression that we still have in our culture around sexuality. And so you can't then reflect that as a mission by calling your business and your website, you know, Cindy's Happy Days.
No, exactly. Tristan?
It's like opposite to your mission.
Yep. No, and do you know, even I, believing in what we're doing, even I am being very pleasantly surprised by what really does happen when you just approach this whole subject in a very straightforward, honest, normalized way. So a few weeks ago, I was in Ireland. I was presenting on Make Love Not Porn at the Dublin Web Summit, which is the biggest tech conference in Europe. And so I talked about MakeLoveNotPorn.tv to an audience of techies in Dublin. And I put out a call to Ireland from the stage, and I said, Ireland, I want all of you to upload your real-world sex videos. Make Irish love, not porn. You know, let's have a sense of national pride. And, you know, I want to see the whole of Ireland participate. Now, as you can imagine, in a very repressed, religious, conservative, Catholic country, the Irish newspapers had a field day with this, you know, shock, horror, oh my God, you know. As a result of which, Ireland rocketed to the fourth highest source of traffic to MakeLoveNotPorn.tv after the US, UK, and Denmark immediately, and loads of additional sign-ups. And I was invited on to the Saturday Night Show on Irish television, which is one of the biggest TV shows in Ireland, with a host called Brendan O'Connor. So, you know, I went on this show on a Saturday night, and I was sitting in a studio with a big Irish studio audience, with Brendan O'Connor saying to me, so, Cindy, you know, you want the whole of Ireland to upload real-world sex videos to MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. And I'm going, yep, Brendan, absolutely. And he's saying, well, you know, I think what you're doing is terrific. And at the same time, I'm thinking, I cannot believe I'm having this conversation live on Irish television. And then I went back to the green room where we were all waiting before we went down to be interviewed. And the young Irish female production assistant who'd been talking to me before the show, she showed me her phone. Her parents had been watching the show, and she told me that they were, you know, country folk. And her mother had texted her, and obviously this was a joke, but her mother had texted, Dad and I just uploaded our videos. And I'm going, oh, my God, Irish parents just made that joke. And then a couple of days later, I did an Irish talk radio show with a host, Tom Dunn, who again was saying to me, so, Cindy, you know, you want Ireland to upload their real-world sex videos. And I'm going, yep, absolutely. And so Tom says, so, listeners, you know, do go ahead and do that. And when you do that, call in and tell us what the experience was like, because we'd like to hear. And I'm going, I can't believe I'm having this conversation on Irish radio. So actually, when you are completely open and natural and honest about something that we all do, but we tend not to talk about, amazing things happen. And so, you know, I honestly believe that what we deem impossible now, you know, could, if we can all collaborate to make this happen, one day be different.
Amen to that. Okay, I want to remind people we are taking your calls. We're live. You can call us at 866-472-5788, post on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. And we have a caller. So, our caller is David from Vermont.
Yes.
Hi, David.
Hi,
You're
how are you?
Sex Out Loud. Good. What's up?
Well, this whole conversation about getting people to open up like this is a really important one. And the whole idea to me, it seems that there's a lot in here with shame, which you've alluded to. And it seems to me like adding other parties. And the one that comes to mind, and I can't remember the other one. I know there are other ones out there. For example, the Real Beauty Project. Yes, it has a commercial element into it, but it's one way of opening the door to people being able to feel like it's okay to be naked and not feel ashamed about it. That's one track that I would suggest would be a really good one to add, and I know, Cindy Gallup, that you are heavily involved in advertising, so the other track would be to begin to leverage opportunities to change advertising standards. I know there's a wonderful gal in, I think, Philadelphia, Ann Anke, who has been involved with Victoria's Secret that is doing this kind of work. That's a way to open the door. I've run workshops, Tristan, as you know, on body image, and this is a really hard place for people to get to. And being able to get it out there in a way that makes it acceptable and normal in the sense that it's okay to do it seems like that's a really important step to take. And it doesn't necessarily have to start with putting yourself all out there with having sex on camera.
David, you are so right. I couldn't agree more. I do a lot of work with the advertising industry still because I would love to help my industry reinvent itself for the future, which it is appallingly bad at doing. And so I give talks on redesigning the business of advertising and the new creativity. And one of the things I talk about, because my philosophies and beliefs cross over from, you know, my startups to my work generally, the new creativity is not about stereotypes in advertising, it's about real. And so I completely concur with you, and I'm actually, you know, alongside the work I'm doing with Make Love Not Porn, I'm working, by the way, with women in the ad industry to actually address the fact that because advertising is a massively male-dominated industry, I gave a keynote speech a few weeks ago at a conference called the 3% Conference in San Francisco. It's called the 3% Conference because only 3% of all advertising agency creative directors in America are female. 97% are male. And so when I gave this keynote, I talked about the fact that despite the fact that women are the majority purchasers in any product sector and the majority influencers purchase, the majority of advertising being targeted at women is created by men. And the majority of judging as to whether that advertising is creative, effective, and the gold standard is done by men, because advertising awards juries are predominantly male. And so we as women are being played back to ourselves through the male gaze constantly, in the same way as, you know, down through history, you know, art has played women back to the male gaze. And so, you know, the time has absolutely come to change the ratio, another movement I'm a part of. Our tagline is, we love men, we love women, we just don't love the ratio. We want to be 50-50 everywhere. And when we do that, and it's interesting, this applies equally to advertising and to porn, industries and worlds that are 50-50 built and designed and informed and managed by men and women equally will create a much better perspective on what is real, what is desirable, what is attractive. And so, you know, on the one hand with Make Love Not Porn .tv, we want to celebrate real-world bodies, and by the way, we want to do that for men as well as women. At the same time, you couldn't be more right, and I'm really pushing my industry to rethink the way it goes about perpetuating images of what is attractive and desirable.
Yes, and it's worth noting that men have this issue just as much as women.
Absolutely.
Women probably have it much more seriously. So I guess that leads me to sort of my final comment, and then I'll make room for other callers, which is it would be really nice to see something that would help guide people through this process of how do they get past this and get ready to put themselves out there on the Make Love Not Porn project, because I think it's a wonderful idea.
Thank you so much. And actually,
thanks for your call, David. Ooh. I think that's a good point. I mean, can we have like a workshop on how to create your video and how to deal with its potential aftermath?
Yeah. Well, you know, Trista, people have been asking that. And actually, what we're very keen to do is, because we are a tiny bootstrapping, underfunded team, battling to build a platform out as we want to be. We would love Make Love Not Porn.tv to act as an ecosystem for any products and services that anybody else wants to build on top of it. So, one person who approached me recently to propose precisely that. Wouldn't it be great to hold workshops, about, videoing yourselves? And I actually said to him that we'd love you to do that. Absolutely feel free to create a service that delivers that can be a business venture for you, because we're not able to do all of this, but we want to collaborate with anybody who would like to build on top of what we're building. And incidentally, we will have soon appearing an article in the UK where we're approached by a magazine who said, we want to write about the experience of videoing yourselves, Make Love Not Porn.tv, and we have a volunteer. She and husband would actually like to do this anonymously and write it up for us. And we went, fantastic. And the woman who participated wrote to us and said, this was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. She said the actual process of, communicating with her partner, of the process of filming, it opened up a new intimacy and a new strengthening of their relationship in a really amazing way. And we were blown away by that because, this is an experiment and we're at the very beginning. And the things that people are sharing with us about, not just how watching our videos makes them feel, we get feedback like, at last, videos that don't make me feel bad after watching them. I watch videos with a smile on my face. I don't normally do that with porn. But the fact that the very process of participating and contributing is strengthening, communication relationships. We love that. So we welcome anybody who would like to build, services and products on top of what we're doing.
Okay, that's great. We're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors, but I have so many more questions, and maybe you out there do too. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. It feels like the hour has flown by talking to our guest, Cindy Gallup of MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. So, Cindy, one thing that strikes me as very interesting is that, strangely, it seems like you and Gail Dines are starting from the same place, which is that porn affects people's sexual behavior in a real, material way. But you're clearly sex positive, and you clearly are not anti-porn. So where do you see yourself in relation to what I consider to be the queen of the anti-porn feminist resurgence?
Gail Dines and I come from very different positions, but actually, MakeLoveNotPorn.tv is what Gail Dines is effectively asking for in terms of everything that, that she talks about. As you say, I really emphasize MakeLoveNotPorn is not anti-porn. The issue that I and my team are tackling isn't porn. We're tackling the total lack in our society of an open, healthy dialogue around sex and around porn that would then, amongst many other benefits, enable people to bring a real-world mindset to the viewing of what is essentially artificial entertainment. Because while people will say, oh, but, you know, porn is fantasy, and, you know, just like car chases and secret agent movies are fantasy, and everyone knows it's not real. Actually, everyone knows that car chases and secret agent movies aren't real because we know what cars drive like in the real world, and we know how the real world operates. We don't talk about sex. And so there is no counterpoint to porn. And so I'm all about that counterpoint in the real world, and that's the difference.
But I wonder if Gail Dines has chimed in about this project and if she thinks the fact that, that you're monetizing it or the fact that it's filmed is still ultimately bad.
Have you heard from Gail Dines?
Okay, I want to be there for that conversation.
No, I haven't, so I've got no idea.
Now, you recently appeared on the Jeff Probst show, which I think was pretty ballsy for both them and you. I mean, that show is on at like 12 noon in New York. And everyone there was talking openly about porn. And there was something missing, which I see constantly on these mainstream shows. And that was, no one was giggling and being silly like they were in junior fucking high. Everyone was talking like normal people about this totally normal subject. I mean, it was entirely shame and giggle free. I mean, how do you feel it went?
I still haven't seen it, actually, because I was abroad when it aired. But I was actually very pleasantly impressed by Jeff and the fact that he took the topic seriously, had really sort of, you know, done his research. And by the way, can I just say, how wonderful were my friends Danny Wilde and Lily LeBeau on that show?
Brilliant.
They fantastic.
They were exceptionally articulate and thoughtful.
Yep. Exactly. And so, you know, Jeff and his team, you know, set up an environment which, you know, enabled everyone to have a really sort of healthy, straightforward conversation without any of the potentially salacious, you know, giggling and embarrassment that can operate in that scenario. So I was very impressed with Jeff and his approach, I must say.
Now, I'm wondering how you're going to deal with an annoying but quite prevalent element of the internet when it comes to your site, and that is the folks who are predominantly male, who like to post hateful, ignorant, racist, sexist, classist, brutal, horrible things on the internet, the people we call trolls. How are you going to deal with them on the site? I mean, my first thought was, I'm not putting my sex video up on there because people are just going to say really mean shit about it.
A couple of things to that. But the first is, Tristan, that we have designed MakeLoveNotPorn.tv so that trolling isn't possible. And you'll see what I mean. The ability to rate and to comment is all managed in a very positive and constructive way. The second thing is that actually I've been dealing with those comments for the past 4 years, ever since my TED talk was posted on YouTube, and TED disabled the comment stream, and I asked them to enable it. Because, you know, I said to them, you know, I want people to say anything they want to say. The whole point of Make Love Not Porn is to create discussion. And, you know, I will have a very healthy sense of humor about what they do say, and I will respond personally wherever I think it's appropriate. And, you know, I realize we don't have a lot of time to go into this, but I'd urge anybody to check out my talk on YouTube and look at the comment stream. My talk's been viewed around 350,000 times. There's a stream of 2,000 comments, and I've responded personally to 90% of those. And I've done what I always believe in doing, which is being very open, straightforward, direct with a sense of humor. And actually, the results of doing that in that comment stream have been terrific. And as I say, anyone should feel free to go and take a look at the comment stream, and they'll see what I mean.
Okay, so you're ready. You're armed and ready against the trolls. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
And actually, you know, when people in the YouTube comment stream apologize for trolls, what I said to them was, as far as I'm concerned, these aren't trolls. The strength of people's responses only demonstrate how very personal this area is and how very rarely we ever get to talk about it.
And how it's pushing buttons. I mean, if you didn't push any buttons, no one would be there talking about it.
No, absolutely.
You identify as a rampant feminist, which I love. But by the way, I want that T-shirt. So you can make it and I'll buy it. And I think it's clear tonight why you're a rampant feminist. But I'm wondering if you'll tell me what your feminism has to do with this website.
Well, a couple of things on that. I mean, the first is that feminism, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely Caitlin Moran's wonderful definition in her book, How to Be a Woman, where she says, you know, ask yourself two questions. You know, A, do you have a vagina? B, do you want to be in charge of it? Congratulations, you're a feminist. Okay, that's feminism. And then secondly, actually what Make Love Not Porn represents is porn, like any other industry sector, is male-dominated. We are at, I believe, a zeitgeist moment when women have the opportunity to actually bring their perspectives and their ventures and their thoughts and their designs to bear in every industry going. And the best of all possible worlds is a world that is 50-50 designed by men and women. And men actually haven't even had the opportunity to see how much more enjoyable both life and work would be in a world that is truly gender equal. And so, you know, what I say to people about Make Love Not Porn is, if this venture intrigues and interests you, think about the fact that, you know, this is a venture, you know, concepted by a woman, co-founded by two women and a man, and built by a tech team that is more female than male. And that's where real innovation and disruption comes from.
Absolutely. Could not have said it better myself. Thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud, Cindy. We have to have you back once this explodes and you're running for president.
I would love to.
Okay. Cindy Gallup runs MakeLoveNotPorn.com, IfWeRanTheWorld.com, and MakeLoveNotPorn.tv. Follow her on Twitter at Cindy Gallup and at MakeLoveNotPorn. All these links and more can be found at SexOutLoudRadio.com and click on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible, including executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, Michael Mitchell, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, because it's a holiday, we'll be replaying one of our most popular interviews with Melina Williams, talking about taboo fantasies, race play, and her new book, co-written with Lee Harrington, Playing Well with Others, Your Guide to Discovering, Exploring, and Navigating the Kink, Leather, and BDSM Communities. The week after, we'll be back live with Meg Barker, author of Rewriting the Rules, an integrative guide to love, sex, and relationships. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex, real world sex, porn world sex, making love, not porn, makelovenotporn.tv. Take some time to talk about all of it and talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.